I'm Derek Cardwell. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we give you another preview of the 2026 racing season. This week, we venture off the porch, if you will. Our first driver we talked to this past Saturday on part two of the Matt Morrow and Carl Chevrolet Sprint Car Racing Radio Preview Show was local 410 driver Carson McCarl. McCarl is driving for 2KS Renfro Motorsports and talks about having a race team around him as opposed to doing it all himself.
You know, I feel like the biggest thing kind of hindering me these last couple of years was not having a great team behind me. You know, it's just me by myself. I don't have any hired crew guys or anything like that. And you know, just trying to do it, you know, as economically as possible, but also trying to go out there and compete with these guys every week. So that's why, you know, I think this, you know, joining those guys for Knoxville and getting a real crew underneath me and you know, a good crew chief that can, you know, watch the races and watch the race car. You know, right now the best person I got, you know, giving me feedback is my wife Peyton over there in turn three. You know, she's been obviously watching races her whole life and, you know, she understands it and can give me, you know, a lot better feedback. But, you know, Austin's obviously focusing on his thing. You know, my dad's racing too. He doesn't have a lot of time to watch the race car. You know, as a driver, you know, sometimes you're feeling stuff, and if you got a good crew chief, you know, he can, you know, really explain what's actually going on and how to fix it. So that's really what I'm looking forward to having this year, and I think will be a game changer for me.
Our next guest was National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Executive Director Bob Baker. The Hall of Fame's big week is always induction weekend, and Baker highlights some of the class of 2026.
You know, we have 9 inductees, and a lot of people, I think, around this area will recognize Jimmy Carr, the longtime, you know, crew chief for Tony Stewart, raced with Danny Lasoski and a lot of the drivers that come here through the World of Outlaws at Knoxville Raceway. So Jimmy Carr will be inducted. Also, a longtime friend of many people in the Knoxville area. A lot of people knew Eloy Gutierrez, who passed away a few years ago. Eloy was a friend of just about everybody he met, I think, whether it be here in Knoxville or across the country. Eloy was the person responsible for the timing and scoring. Before Eloy came along, everything was done by hand, all the scoring, but Eloy brought us into the 20th century back in the day and actually set up the loops for timing. So all the electronic timing and scoring that goes on oval tracks across the country, and particularly around dirt tracks, Eloy was responsible for. Alan Holland, a lot of people do and do not know Alan, but they sure know of his business, hoseheads.com. Alan was the first sprint car internet provider that came forward with information on everything sprint car racing, whether it be just the forums where people could talk, places where people could buy and sell cars, pictures of race cars, all sorts of information on sprint car racing. That's Alan Holland, who is responsible for that. He'll be inducted. Along with a race car driver, a lot of people around the Midwest know Jerry Stone from Tulsa, Oklahoma, will be inducted. We just have a great group of inductees. Another one of mention we might like to mention is Ed Iskandarian from Iski Cams. Ed Iskandarian is quite a figure in motorsports racing, not just in sprint car racing, but everything engine-wise with his cam work that he did, and started in his garage building cams for his own drag racing cars himself and built a huge business. If you ever go to the PRI show, you'll see one of the largest displays in the building for Iskandarian cams, and that's all because of Ed. Lots of other inductees. Those are just a few of the people who will be inducted here on Saturday, May the 30th, for our 36th induction banquet.
Along with those mentioned, Steve Chassie, Jerry McClung, Bob Westfall, and Bob Gregg will enter the Hall of Fame. Remember, induction Saturday is May 30th. Our next guest was one of the stories of 2025 at the Knoxville Raceway. On Memorial Day weekend, it was announced that Tasker Phillips was switching from running 4 points in the 410s to the 360s, which was legal by the rulebook of the Knoxville Raceway. That move put him into the lead in the 360s, which he never relinquished, and won him a track championship. Phillips explains the move and how the goal was really not a track championship.
Well, I started out with two different teams, one in the 410 and one in the 360. And the first night out, the 410 team, the car was bad fast, but Brad Sweet just shot down the track on the backstretch and completely demolished that car. And that just started that season off on the wrong foot, and just kind of the opposite of the 360. That just bad things just kept piling up, and didn't matter what I did. And that guy ended up having to call it a year and go a different direction. And the 360 car, we were just having blast, just wanting to put on a show. And I never declared points, but we've been in 410 points so long that, you know, I kind of started the season that way. And that's my mentality, is we're going to finish it. But the 360 team stuck behind me and had some great sponsors behind us. So we were doing good. And I'm so pessimistic, or, you know, bad luck is always on my mind. So I was like, well, I don't want to, we're having such a great year in the 360. I don't want to declare in the 360 points, because then it'll change. But we kept rolling good, and everybody was having a blast. So finally, there was some deadline. I was like, yeah, let's do it. You know, Don Long's helped a lot of people, and he was letting us use one of his motors. And I-80 Concrete and Pro Diesel were helping out big time. So I was like, let's get their 15 minutes of fame and, you know, win some races and hopefully get them in victory lane. And, you know, everybody kept talking about a points championship, but that was never truly the goal. It was just to go and pass as many cars as we could.
Finally, we talked to two-time defending World of Outlaws champion David Gravel. I pointed out that 16 different winners of the World of Outlaw events and 68 A-mains in 2025, plus... how does it feel to go up against the rival High Limit Series?
A lot of people are, you know, say, you know, the World of Outlaws, well, you know, the same guys win it every time out. But last year, 16 different winners over 68 features. That's a pretty competitive series when you have that many different winners in a season.
Yeah, for sure. You know, with the split with, you know, High Limit Outlaws, you know, it doesn't have as many, I would say, top guys as there would be if there was one series, but those guys do invade quite a bit and get the race with us, and, you know, they took a couple of victories last year from the World of Outlaws, so, you know, it's definitely very competitive. For some reason, last year, not many World of Outlaw guys won feature events. There was only, I think, like 6 or 7, and we had, I think, our biggest class in a long time, so... it was an odd season in that regard, but definitely very competitive still.
You know, you bring up High Limit. I know a lot of fans like to make a rivalry out of anything, but, you know, do you, you know, relish the, you know, when you have like, you know, Rico and those High Limit guys come over to your races and say, okay, you know, let's race it. And, or do you just say, okay, that's just another car I got to beat?
Yeah, you know, you want to protect your turf, and you don't want guys coming from other places and, you know, winning World of Outlaws events, just like the PA Posse, you know. You want to try to win, and if you can't win, hopefully it's another World of Outlaws competitor. But it's just a good competitive spirit of everybody and creates more storylines and more excitement.
You can listen back to both of our Matt Morrow and Carl Chevrolet Sprint Car Racing Radio preview shows in our on-demand section. We'll also have more previews as the racing season gets closer and be listening for live flag-to-flag coverage of sprint car racing on KNIA this season from the Knoxville Raceway. I'm Derek Cardwell. More of today's Lely Radio Sports page is next.